Good morning, New Covenant. My name is Elise Belknap. I am privileged to welcome you to worship this morning, to be with you in spirit, if not in person. Thank you, Renee, for your invitation. She asked me to share with you today about my journey around non-defensive listening. And I know New Covenant's heart from my time with you that anti-racist work is important to you. And specifically, this non-defensive listening term has been used recently by your pastor emeritus, Ron Simpkins, in the News Gazette when he wrote, "It is an important time for those of us who are white Americans to listen to black Americans." And I want to say 100% yes, right? As a white woman, I cannot access the lived experience of black people in this country emotionally. I can watch documentaries, I can read, I can listen, but I will never fully understand the lived somatic experience of black people or indigenous people in this country. And for a long time, that was really hard for me to understand because I thought of myself as an empathic person. But I've learned that it is my moral obligation to continually make effort and to not avoid the opportunities to listen to people who have different lived experiences than I have had. So this morning, I want to share with you a practice I've learned to use over time on my own journey as someone who considers themselves a recovering racist, just as a white person in this country. I want to make sure that I communicate that I'm not an expert in anti-racism work, but I'm a counselor. I was trained as a counselor. I have spent my career and education learning about trauma, about self-regulation, about listening, about relationships and conflict, and I'm sharing from that place. And as just a person who cares about this kind of work. And I'm hoping the practice that I share with you today will be helpful for you and to work on your ability to listen non-defensively. So first I want to make sure that we are operating kind of from the same context, which is that our ability to listen non-defensively is directly related to the health of our nervous system. Our bodies provide data to us via neuroception about whether we are safe, whether we are in danger. It is through neuroception that data is transmitted to our brain faster than our thoughts about a person or about a situation, and we experience that sensation of safety or danger as expansion or contraction or constriction in the body. And I've learned that by paying attention to my body sensations when I'm in challenging conversations, that curiosity about my body is my best tool. And so I want to invite you in today's service, in today's worship, to be curious about your own physical sensations. This work is really well described and written about by the author Rezma Manakim. And if you want to know more about it, I would really encourage you to find his book entitled My Grandmother's Hands. But for now, I'm going to just briefly describe a practice and invite you to try it out as you participate in your worship today. So as we enter into the psychological discomfort of a conversation, we can't start our practice then. We have to start our practice before we ever get there. We have to start our practice by developing curiosity and attention to our body sensations and to find an anchor of safety in our bodies. So right now, I would ask you to, whether your eyes are open or closed, to start bringing your awareness to your body, to the sensations of your feet against pavement if you're walking, the sensations of air against your face. If you're sitting, feeling your body against the chair or couch that's holding you up, the sensation of your clothes on your skin. And maybe you can find that anchor of safety here and now, or maybe you can find it in a memory of a person who is beloved to you or in the presence of God. I find that returning to this physical anchor helps me regulate my body when I encounter the discomfort that comes in challenging conversations, when I want to run away from the conversation because I am uncomfortable, if I feel like arguing with the person because I'm uncomfortable, if I want to freeze and hide because I'm uncomfortable, or people please to get out of this discomfort, to non-defensively listen, we need to really be open to our own physical, psychological pain with integrity and observe it and return to our anchor of safety when we need to, but to come back and just sit and accept the discomfort. That discomfort will change if we don't try to push it or hide it or squish it or tear it up. But just being present with it is the best work that we can do. And then as we notice it and pay attention to it, we'll feel it change, and we can then respond to the person who we've listened to with integrity, with grace, with our best selves, because we've provided our wounded parts with attention and empathy and compassion. So I'm going to ask you today, if you feel open to it, if you feel capable of it, to practice paying attention to your nervous system, paying attention to the sensations of your body, and to be present with each other in worship, in the presence of God, in the presence of your beautiful relationships, as you listen to the music of your friends and family, as you listen to the teaching, to locate the sensations, to find your anchor of safety when you need it, but to be in your bodies. So I'll end there and just say thank you for this opportunity to be with you today, and to be in the presence of God.